Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And yeah, I just interviewed a congressman here just this morning, as a matter of fact, and Jim Renacci. And Jim was saying that, 80, 90% of people just trying to get by with their life. And that's why I'm so glad you tuned in here, because we're going to talk to you about some economic things that really, really matter to your future. And I think you can ignore some of the talking points financially on Fox and on CNN and focus on what people like our guest, Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, is going to tell you. And it's not just going to be about gold, it's going to be about the whole spectrum here. So, Colin, thanks for coming on. Well, I'll tell you, we're at a real nexus point. I mean, politically, economically, certainly socially and culturally, with all the riots going on across America. It's just we're at a time right now. I've never lived through this, anything like this. I was a kid when the Vietnam protests were going on, and I thought that was pretty bad. The whole world's watching. That's child's play compared to today. But we're looking at now economic reformation, and I'm just going to let you jump into where you think we need to go.
I think what we're seeing today is, you're seeing this massive bull run in metals. That everyone, unless you're living under a rock, everyone's pretty much aware of. And it's all a reaction to the years of debt and money printing that we had for many years with COVID and just all the different payouts that we did over many years. So that's sort of coming to fruition today. And it usually does. It takes a while to catch up. So today what you're looking at is gold's, well over 4,000. Silver broke its all-time high of 50. And so people are wondering, the stock market's still relatively high, but we've had a many days of extreme volatility. And so I think it's, people are kind of looking at what my options are, what's going to happen in the future. Has gold and silver, have they peaked out? Have they run? What's going to happen here? People are asking these questions all the time. Nobody has a crystal ball of exactly what's going to happen, but you are seeing a pretty dramatic shift in ideas. And what I mean by that is, like Morgan Stanley, one of the biggest traders at Morgan Stanley, the CIO, he changed his typical portfolio recommendation last month. And it used to be stocks, bonds, and a tiny bit, maybe 1 to 2% of gold. Now the new recommendation is the 60, 20, 20. 60% stocks, 20% fixed income, 20% gold, 20% gold. So, and these are people that are taking the data of today, right? This isn't like 3 years ago. So even though gold has doubled over the last year and a half, they still think gold is a good position because I think what most people are looking at is defense. It's a little bit like, in soccer, if you're up three goals, you're gonna move back, right? You're gonna play a lot of defense, right? You're gonna protect what you have. You're up three goals. You're in a winning position. And I think that's what the Morgan Stanley CIO is really saying is that everyone needs to be in a defensive financial position right now. And there's a number of reasons why. Number one, the banks, you've seen it. There's reports of banks bailouts. There's a lot of bailouts, which I talked about. So they're preparing to be able to basically bail out a lot of these mid-size banks over the next 12 months. Hopefully, with the rate cuts, the Fed has said, and other Fed chairs have said, we're definitely poised for two more rate cuts this year.
I saw that.
And hopefully that pushes the price of the mortgage down, but it's not guaranteed, as we know, because it's tied to the 10-year. And so it's really the confidence in the bond market is going to dictate whether your mortgage and whether these loans are going to go down in value. That's the key. People need to buy these bonds, which, as we talked before we got on the air, part of the beauty of the stablecoin initiative in the Big Beautiful Bill is that the stable coins either need to sit, when you buy it, it needs to be backed one-to-one by the dollar, or it needs to be backed by short-term treasuries. So, you know, you were saying, I was making a little bit of an argument that I am a little bit concerned that President Trump is pushing people too much into crypto, but you made the argument, which I think is a good one, that part of the strategy is to protect them against the dollar. And also when they take their profits, they go into the stable coin, which is good for us as a country, correct? I mean, that was sort of what we were discussing.
That's exactly what I've been told is going to happen, because the dollar is depreciating and you lose money like crazy because of inflation in your savings account. So stable coin, and plus it'll boost the dollar.
Yeah.
And so that's a good thing, but I don't think it's a fix for the dollar. I think it's more of a life preserver.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like what we did with the petrodollar, right? Like we give ourselves an advantage. The petrodollar gave us the most amazing advantage in the mid 1970s, because every large trade went into the dollar first before it went into anything else. We gave ourselves a strategic advantage, and we paid for that, right? We paid for it by giving countries security. It was a negotiation. Today, President Trump's idea is there's a lot of money in crypto. Let's get it. Let's give them a safe haven into a stable coin so that they have an incentive, because a lot of these crypto, they don't want to go back on the dollar. They think the dollar's trash. But what they don't realize is actually going into a stable coin, they are going back on the dollar. So it's sort of like he's fooling the crypto world by giving them this option. And they think they're in a better, safer place because they hate the dollar. But in essence, they are in the dollar. And we do need people that are moving into the dollar. And if you think of where the wealth is, the wealth, a lot of the wealth is in crypto. It's in the attention space, right? I mean, a lot of the, you know, I was talking to somebody about a lot of the wealthy people in the world are becoming Mr. Beast and all these people that just grab a lot of attention. These kind of young people, they're not like, I want to sit in the dollar, right? They're out there actively looking, they're trading themselves. They don't believe in, I talked to an influencer actually a few weeks ago. It was really fascinating. Someone making a ton of money, doesn't have a financial advisor, trades themselves, like actively does it. Like, it's so different today than what we did 20, 30 years ago. Whereas like you, someone like you and I that made a good living, we would just give everything over to a financial advisor. The young people today don't think like that. So they want attractive returns. They want investments that make sense to them. So President Trump's idea was sort of appealing to them with the stable coin and offering this and making it safe, right? We don't want a situation where it's not safe. But ultimately, a lot of it is to protect us as a country, protect our dollar, because we really do need to protect our dollar as best we can. But we do know that countries are moving away from it.
Let's go to the second part of what I mentioned to you before we went on air. And that is, after people start throwing their crypto profits into stablecoin, which makes more sense than the dollar, then we look at a revaluation of gold. Let's say today it would be $42 up to over $4,000 per ounce. And exponentially, you've got a huge boon. I mean, I don't know if it's 2 trillion, but I've read that. I don't know how accurate that is. But if gold were up to what Jamie Dimon's saying, 10,000, okay, now you're talking serious dent into paying off the national debt. And I look at that and I'm just wondering, okay, if someone gets into gold now, are they looking at a bonanza after this transformation?
Yeah, and that's the real question. And to go back to what you're saying about the revaluation, if they revalue it, so for anyone that doesn't know, the gold that we own in this country has been sitting at, the value on our books is $42.22.
Crazy.
Never been revalued. So there's been talk earlier this year to revalue it to present day value. Present day value, if we went to $4,000 an ounce, based on how much gold we have, or based on how much gold we think we have, would be $1 trillion. And now what we could do is we could, without selling it, we could move that $1 trillion onto our balance sheet and still hold it. And I know that's funny math, but that's how we could do it. And so we would give ourselves $1 trillion. Now, the reason that that's great is that our debt right now that we're paying, because we're spending $2 trillion more per year than what we bring in. Our debt, what we owe is about $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion a year.
Yeah.
To be able to put $1 trillion on the books and in essence, pay down some of the debt that we owe, put ourselves in a better position would be fantastic for us. It'd be fantastic for the dollar. It would be amazing for the dollar. We'd see a correction in the dollar initially, but eventually it would level us out because in essence, the world would be like, wow, look at how much value the US government has on our books. So it would really be amazing for us, a country. Now, what it would do for gold holders is even better. Because once you set the bar, let's say you set it today at $4,200, it may creep down there below for a little bit. But basically, there's never been a revaluation of gold where it dropped below that for any significant amount of time. And if you think about what gold's done since 1970 at $42 to today, it basically would give a floor price to everybody. And that's everyone's big concern today is like, what's the floor, right? Are we going to have a massive sell-off? And I think that would send a message to the world that gold is above 4,000. It's going to stick. And for people that own gold, that would be unbelievable. That would just send shockwaves through the industry. And I agree with you, Jamie Dimon's prediction of $10,000 an ounce would be conservative.
I agree. I totally agree with the conservative aspect to that. But I get into now governmental power. Does the president have the ability to revalue the gold on his own say-so?
From what I've read, he has to get it passed through Congress.
So I thought, yeah.
And I think they would be open to the idea because they know that we are spending more than we're bringing in, and it would be a good jolt to our balance sheet without us really costing anything. It doesn't really cost us much to do it. I think the only, variable is, do we have all the gold that we say? If we do, which, Scott Bessent said they did an audit. So if they have it and it's there, I think we're giving ourselves in a really good position. And I think what people really need to think about today, Dave, is what are the market dynamics that help gold? And I think that the market dynamics that help gold is there's a general distrust over anything that has a lot of debt behind it right now. I think that we're running into a situation where people can't afford to pay back obligations. Gold helps with that problem because if you do that 60-20-20 portfolio, the only asset you'll own that doesn't have any debt behind it would be gold.
Yeah.
So you are basically giving yourself one asset because most people today have a mortgage and they got some time left on it, except for you because you're smart. But a lot of people have, a mortgage left. They have equities that have basically a lot of those companies have debt behind them. They may have some other debt. Maybe they have another property or something. They have some debt behind. The fixed income stuff is great, but it's the returns are low, right? I mean, the fixed income is going to pay 4%, 5%, 6% if it's in dividends or whatever kind of fund it is. It's not going to pay a huge amount. So you sort of, with the gold, you give yourself that stable thing. You got your stocks that are going to go through some rides. You got your fixed income paying 5%, 6%. And so in today's world, as we know, if you don't make 10 to 15% year over year, you're in trouble. And I think what people need to be concerned about is if they're really heavy in equities, if we had a 20 or 30% pullback, how long does it take them to get back to those numbers, right? How long does it take to get that growth back? And if you're closer to retirement, these are the things you got to protect yourselves. And I think that's why this 60-20-20 is becoming very popular. The other thing that's interesting, if you think about it, is why is there no bonds in there? They're really not pushing bonds. I think they are concerned about the bond market, that some of these bonds won't be paid back. I'm not saying that the US bonds won't be paid back, but there's lots of different bonds that people can buy. You can buy corporate bonds, you can buy state bonds, you can buy municipal bonds. So I think that there is a little bit of fear that some of those bonds won't be paid back. And if you think about it as an asset, having a bond that doesn't pay back, once that's gone, there's no return there. Whereas at least with gold, gold drops a few hundred bucks, there's always some value there, right? Real estate, people got to live somewhere. Even if it drops, there's some kind of asset there. If a company is over leveraged and goes out of business, you go to zero. If a bond goes to zero, you go to zero. So I think it's interesting. That's why assets, and I talk about it a lot in my book, Silver is the New Oil. I make a strong argument for silver, that I believe that silver, and silver ran faster than I had silver at $58 next year. I think we're going to hit it this year. And I make the three things I talk about in my book, I make an argument for silver because the industrial uses, I make an argument for platinum, which platinum has actually outpaced all the precious metals. Platinum's up 75% this year. And then I make an argument that there's still opportunities in satellite cities and real estate. I know you're a big believer in real estate too, David.
Yeah. What do you mean by the satellite cities? Let's define that.
So I look at the whole, I basically put 20 cities that in my book, and I have a whole chapter on this. And there are cities that are directly outside cities that have already had dramatic growth. And that basically, I believe people will go a little bit farther because the cities, they want to be in these areas, but they can't afford it. So I believe there's some significant opportunities. One area is Greenville, South Carolina. I actually own three properties there. That's an area that I think will explode because South Carolina has great, great tax incentives for businesses. Cost of living for a home is still relatively high. Crime is relative. So I paint the argument of why these areas are good. So I think there's something to be said. And I believe that you should have some of those things. For me, that's a better fixed return. If I buy a property there and I get a fixed return, because I believe that those areas will continue to appreciate more than a bond. I just don't believe that the bond market is safe right now. I'm quite concerned about it.
I
always want to own assets. And that's the key to gold and silver is with us. You buy gold and silver from us, you're buying the actual asset. And people, you know, we're having a lot of people, you know, looking, calling us now and saying, you know, I want to know where my portfolio is. And I think they're quite shocked that they can actually take possession of their asset. We can deliver it to them if we're storing, or they can sell it back to us at any moment. I mean, the market is just incredible. And there's a lot of people today, Dave, that like aren't seeing the returns in the other investments and they need money to live. They need that fixed income, so to speak. And the fixed income has been some of the silver and gold they own from us because they've doubled or tripled their portfolios. So we've been able to help them. And so it's a very unique time. And I love the, you know, years ago, people would always say, oh, gold doesn't pay a dividend and all this stuff. Well, nobody cares about a dividend when they've made over 50% return in the last, you know, 18 months.
That is amazing. Say that again about the rate of return.
It's over 50%. And platinum, if you bought platinum in December, you were at almost a 75% return. But all the precious metals, gold, silver, platinum have just skyrocketed. I mean, 52, the all-time high for silver was 50. And we would talk about this, like what other asset, when silver is sitting $29, what other asset is below its 1983 spot price?
I hear you.
There was nothing. So, and I think, you know, silver sitting at $200 or $300 an ounce is not unrealistic.
What balance do you represent between purchasing gold versus silver?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to own gold. You have to own gold because gold is the asset that's the least sold. Right? It's the asset that is used in industry, but also held in central banks. So you definitely want to have some gold. Over the last few years, a lot of our clients have been heavier on silver and they've reaped the benefits of that. Silver will have some volatility. So I would still have a little bit more gold. I'd have definitely a high percentage of silver. I'm watching platinum. Can platinum go to where palladium was and break 3000? I don't know. I'm interested to see where that's at. So I'd still hold some platinum, but we've had a lot of people this year sell some platinum and go into the other metals just because it's unbelievable returns. So I think it's heavier gold, a little less silver, and then a little bit of platinum. Those are the three that I'm.
Here's what the layperson that goes, oh, this sounds really good, and they've read the data and they know we're telling them the truth. But how do they turn around and let's say they purchase gold or silver, how do they monetize that to pay bills or to make a purchase? Or, well, I mean, you're not going to walk in with gold bullion and buy a car. So how do people do that?
I have bought a car with gold bullion before, actually, but it wasn't from a
Why am
dealer.
I not surprised?
It wasn't from a dealer. And by the way, how pissed am I that I did that? I mean, what a terrible thing I did. I just wanted to see if I could do it. Yeah, I bought a used car for my sister with some gold back in the day. And the guy, took it. Most people sell back to us. I mean, if it's in an IRA, they sell back to us. We put the money back in the IRA. And, the nice thing is it's tax deferred if they don't take possession. We also have clients that have Roth IRAs. If you did it in a Roth, all of these gains are tax deferred. So
Yeah,
you
they are.
just doubled your money and you're gonna, I
Until
mean, that's
you're
just an
73.
unbelievable.
When you're 73, you got to start taking your disbursement.
Not in Roth. Actually, in Roth, they don't care because
What
they
is it
don't.
you have to take the disbursement in then?
At 70 and a half in any kind of traditional IRA, they require it because they want to tax you, right? That's
Right.
the only reason. In a Roth, actually, they don't require you to take it out because they don't care because they can't get any money from you. So, right? There's no tax for the Roth. So you can keep the Roth as long as you want. But any taxed account, you're going to need to take it at 70 and a half. So, yeah. So right now, what we do, we have a lot of clients calling us. We're going to get them set up for the required mandatory distributions. And I would say about 80% take cash, 20% take the metal. So you can take your distribution in the metal. So tw about 20% of our clients right now are actually just saying, I don't want the cash. Send me the gold or silver in the same dollar denomination. So if they're, let's say they need to take out like $2,000 or $3,000, they'll take it in gold and silver, and then they'll just pay the tax separately.
Okay, that makes sense. But I guess too, what I'm wondering, if we go through this gold revaluation, I think it's inevitable. I mean, unless you
I agree.
really, unless the government's on the side that we want to destroy ourselves and commit economic suicide, they've got to do it. So now when they do this, what is the down the road effect? I mean, is this going to be inflationary?
Yeah, that is a fantastic question. I think it's potentially inflationary in the immediate. It could, like, I do think it would make the dollar a little less valuable, but I think it does more for our balance sheet, which is better. And I think the bigger concern is our debt, right? I think the big, I was thinking about it before I got on with you. Like, I really think President Trump has done so many amazing things. I mean, in such a short amount of time. If he was able to get our spending under control, if he could find a way to get that, and I think that's the big elephant in the room. Like, and I know he knows it, and I know that his team knows it. Like, that's the thing he's got to really tackle. And I hope next year that's a big agenda. That's the thing that changes the whole world for us and puts us back into a strong. Because if we could go back to the world and say, we're not overspending, we've got our everything under control, we've gotten our liabilities under control, we're going to cut down all the big projects that we need and get it in line and really become more of a country that can really, that we're not living on the credit card, so to speak, then I think our economy is in a unique place that it's never been. And a lot of the statistics that are coming out that I think are quite scary, people not feeling comfortable with the cost of goods, not being able to find a new job. I think corporations and the world would feel more comfortable with us if we can get that $2 trillion down, where we're just at a break even, a par. If we could just be at a par, which is like a nonprofit, right? Nonprofits need to run at par. If we could do that as a country, that's the thing that I think the middle class will win the most. That's where we really, and if you think about like the 70s and the 80s when the middle class really was the wealthiest it's ever been, part of it is we did have our debt in a better place. And we gave people an ability to have one parent, work, one parent stay at home, which, based on where AI is going, I mean, that's going to probably be inevitable anyway.
Yeah, I
The
agree.
cost of childcare has gotten exorbitant. So I'm
It's
going.
tougher for the wife to stay home. I totally agree. In fact, I had this discussion with a young couple the other day, and they said we're losing maybe $2,000 a month, but the benefits of mom being with our children, and then the say you know there's good savings, and you're right. You're absolutely
100%.
right.
Because then the job numbers don't look so bad too. Like if we had one parent stay at home, these jobs are going away anyway. A lot of these C-suite jobs, a lot of these middlemen, they're going away. So if we're gonna have, millions less jobs in the next 10 or 15 years, wouldn't it just be better to have one parent stay home and focus on the child, get them off the iPad, and really just kind of have them building like an enriched life, an exciting, a lot of activities and education and art and music and sports and all the things. That would be better for us as a country than everybody just like running with chickens with our heads cut off because everyone's working two full-time jobs and, it just doesn't make sense because you can't afford the bills. Well, at some point, it doesn't make sense to hire somebody too. I know we're going on a totally, down the rabbit hole, but these are the things that I think about in terms of our economy
I agree.
that would help us. And so to get back to, Noble Gold and the things that we do, we're here to help. We're here to educate. Anyone has any questions. We are running 6 days a week right now. We have been quite busy, as you can imagine, over the last 60 days. And I would say, for someone that doesn't have assets, this new 60-20-20, 20% gold, that's what Morgan Stanley is saying. So if you don't have that, you're not in the where they're trying to get you to be at this point. And Morgan Stanley is going to tell you to buy gold stocks and gold ETFs and all that stuff. And you can do that. But if you really want the real thing, you want it to own it by yourself. You don't want to be subject to a corporation and their fees because people are just, they're not even aware with these mutual funds how much they're charging them. If you really just want to keep it simple, own the real thing. That's what Noble Gold does. That's what we do. And we can really help you get that allocation set up and get your portfolio in order. And I think that's the thing that's happening. This bull wave, I mean, based on what we're seeing, unless you think the economy is going to turn around quick, unless you think we got our debt under control quicker, unless you think things are going to be fixed, I think the 60-20-20 makes a lot of sense because we still have a lot of things to fix in this country. And the debt is a big part of it. And gold price, part of it is a reaction to inflation. It's a reaction to debt. And it's just a reaction to overall the whole world just spending too much. I mean, we're not the only ones. Every country is kicking the can down the street. So protecting yourself with gold, with an asset you own, when you buy it from us, you have no debt. That's the real protection that you need in today's environment.
I couldn't agree with you more, and this is where we need to be focusing. But I also think this is something I projected out in my mind, and maybe I'm wrong, but I really believe that if Trump is able to get a revaluation of gold, the rest of the world has to come to us, because we'll be sitting on the hill and everyone else will be down below us.
Great
And
point.
I'm seeing signs of that, and I'll tell you why. India is now waffling on buying oil or from Russia. They're waffling and Putin is panicking. And I think Trump and Putin are talking, hey, this is what we're going to do, Putin. And if you want to be a part of it and be a preferred trading partner, then you got to stop your crap in Ukraine and come to a reasonable conclusion with this war. And I think that's how Putin got Israel. I mean, how Trump got Israel on board, too. This is what I've been told. And I think it's a great negotiating tool. But here's what I think that we need to emphasize for the audience. I don't need any convincing. Okay, I'm buying more gold next month. And what I'm saying here is if you want to be on the right side of this and watch your money expand exponentially, this is where you need to be.
I think that if Trump can do what he did with in the Middle East and he can do that with the Russia-Ukraine war, there's going to be a lot of opportunities. And as much as I've talked about him overspending, the fact that if we can end that war in Ukraine and Russia, Israel's war is hopefully going to wind down. The amount of money we save as a country too. So in a way, he's starting to make the cuts necessary through diplomacy and through like negotiation, which is really his trademark, right? Large negotiations. And what he did in Israel is incredible. I mean, just
amazing.
To think that so quickly in office, he was able to make this massive, you know, massive change and really get everybody on. And, you know, what I've heard about what Israel is that Saudi Arabia and these other countries were basically like, we want to start doing business again with Israel. Israel has so much intellectual property. They have so many things technology wise. It was screwing everything up. And so what I heard was basically Trump and Saudis were like, basically went to Hamas and said, you guys need to come to the table, because if the Saudis and everyone else gets involved, it's going to be worse for you than just Israel being involved. Like, we're going to make it worse, and it's costing them too much money.
Exactly.
They wanted to start working again. Like, it's let's move past this. So, so I think overall we're moving in a very interesting direction, and I think things will get better. But I agree with you. The gold revaluation makes 100, you know, so much sense. And imagine if Trump had announced this earlier this year, where the price of gold would have been. But as soon as they announced that, I think the lid will go off. And I really think silver's still at 80 to 1. I think if you look historically, like 60 to 1 is probably a better number for silver. So I think silver, we could have some ups and downs here and there, but I think silver breaking 100 is very realistic at this
point. Wow, that's I'm just shocked when you say it, but I see the trend.
Yeah,
I see it coming. When Trump announced, when he was running in his campaign, he said, we're going to have a new golden age in America.
Right.
He was being literal.
Yeah.
That wasn't just a euphemism. It was a literal observation about where he was going to take the economy. But you know what? I'm not surprised. I agree with your assessment of Trump and the amazing things he's done. But he's the Michael Jordan of our era. And when Michael Jordan dunks over somebody in a game, we've come to expect that when we watch the old highlight reels. And with Trump, it's the same thing. In fact, Newt Gingrich just ranked Trump as the third best president ever. He said he's not going to replace Washington because he preserved our revolution and got us going the right direction. And Lincoln saved the country from self-destruction. Right. But he said Trump is clearly number three.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. And people can be on the right side. Colin, before we go, let me just explain to you my experience with Noble Gold. The first time I called in, and I just said, okay, because you and I had been working together for about 10 months. And I said, I got to get into this. And it was a foreign way of thinking for me. And the people that I dealt with at Noble Gold, they just answered question after question, because I can go on and on with questions because I want every detail handled.
Good.
And they never one time tried to push me into doing anything. I had to literally close my own deal. They said, well, is there anything else? I said, well, I kind of like what I'm seeing here. I said, I want to go forward. Well, we can help with that. But they made me dictate the terms in terms of, okay, what do you want to do? We can do this or that. It was absolutely a phenomenal experience. And even though most of your sales staff knows who I am when I call in now, I get the same exact treatment, or my wife does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've always done it. I mean, and I've always believed in that too. When I, you know, it's an important decision. You want to make the decision. We just help you get it. We make sure we get it there quickly. If you need to sell it, we're there. We know this is important. And this is, you know, this is my family business, right? I mean,
this
is so important to me. I look at every review. I look at every transaction. I'm involved day to day with all of this. I love what's happening, and I'm so happy for clients right now. It's just been unbelievable. You know, and there's a reason why we've had a lot of success. Part of it is partnering with people like you that believe in the First Amendment. And I think that's been a big part of our trajectory, is like having this relationship with alternative news, right? People that, you know, don't have to say a certain thing. They can say the thing that they believe and the belief that they actually are passionate about. And that's really helped us. And I think if you think about when I got the business 17 years ago, how much has changed in the world from where we get our information to what we believe, and also what's happened with gold and silver. I mean, it's really like, it's kind of like hand in hand. Everything has moved to these alternative ways of thinking. And I think if you continue to be willing to take information, I think that's the great thing about your show, is that you give them a different idea than what the mainstream is going to do. And I think that's the key to success today, is continuing to learn and educate yourself and being open to ideas. And that's the thing I love about your show. That's the thing I love about this, you know, partnership, is that we bring a different perspective and a different angle. And like, yeah, you could go this way or we can go this way. And that's truly how I believe with investing too. It's like, I could give you information, you could go in a different way, and that's okay. But at least your mind is open to new ideas. And that,
and no, that's I, and, yeah. And I appreciate you saying that, but my motivation really is to leave my son's generation with something worthwhile.
Absolutely.
And this is the positive direction. And the other thing is too, is I don't think I'm alternative anymore. And I'll tell you why I say that. I'm not bragging, because myself and my friends like Doug Hagman and Paul Preston and Sarah West, all the people that I've worked with a lot, we outdraw every cable network news. We outdraw CNN, MSNBC by far, and we're ahead of Fox News on a monthly basis. And I'm not saying that to brag, but I'm saying people's attention has shifted because they didn't want a controlled message. They wanted some honesty.
Yeah.
And we don't always get it right. I don't claim that we're always correct, but we try.
Yeah, and the engagement you get too. Like people
Exactly. That's exactly right. But see, this is why I really value my relationship with Noble Gold. Number one is personally help me. I'm prepared for what's coming, good or bad, and I think it's going to be good. But the second thing is that I really appreciate is the people in my son's generation have a chance to enrich themselves and step up and have, like Trump said, a new golden age in America. You know, I've talked to a lot of my friends my age, and they say, you know, the best times in our country were the 60s, 70s, and 80s, when our parents were really enjoying the fruits of our labor, and we've kind of gone downhill since then. Well, we have a chance to get back up on top of that mountain, and people are telling you this is the way to go. Let me give out the contact information for Noble Gold. It's 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Now, some of you are going to be listening to this as you're driving and listening to podcasts, or you're on the treadmill right now. Okay, all you got to do to remember to get started, DaveHodgesGold.com. That'll get you started. You'll get a free guide. Everything will be in there for contact information. So if you forget the number, just simply go to DaveHodgesGold.com, and that'll get you in the system. But I will tell you, when Trump starts to move on this, I think you're going to have a hard time buying gold. I think the demand is going to be so high. Now is the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that you said on the treadmill, because that's what I listen to podcasts too. It's like just a great way to, you know, 40 minutes, you know, you're just getting information, kind of what we're talking about. But thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I know you're busy, always fun. And I'll see you next month.
Yeah, we sure will. Thanks a lot, Colin. Take care. Hello, America. To our friends around the world, I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. Banks are failing in greater numbers. Hey, let Noble Gold bail you out. Hey, listen to me. This is where you want to go. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, and we'll get you situated, because the banks can keep your money under Dodd-Frank. We have a really important show, brief segment here on the show, but it's important. RFK, I think, is doing his best to try to help us, but he's running into all kinds of bureaucratic roadblocks, and he's trying to reform a system that I don't know if it can be reformed. And many people, like our guest, Dr. Henry Ely, is working on giving you an alternative. Rather than MAHA, it's MYA, which is M-Y-A-H, Make Yourself Healthy Again. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. He has a conference coming up. Dr. Ely, I want to welcome you to the show. And you've got this wonderful conference coming up with people I'm familiar with, Dr. Brian Artis, the Edward Group, Dr. Janice Smith, and you're looking at some of the key health issues of our time. Tell us about what's going to happen here at your upcoming conference and what you're trying to accomplish.
All right. Well, Dave, thanks for having me on, and big shout out to everybody in your audience. We're really, really grateful for your attention for a couple minutes. You know, for the last couple of years, we've been getting together and we've been putting on annual fall conferences, and we've been teaching things that nobody has been teaching at the time. You know, that word bioweapon, Dave, we were the first ones to start using it like crazy in 2023. And then what was so nice is people saw us using it and they started using it as well. And so that's how we get this bigger message out that, hey, there's something really, really wrong, right? Well, Dave, have you seen those things that everybody's calling chemtrails in the sky? We haven't seen too many since the government shut down, thank God. But have you seen those in the sky?
No, I've been talking about it for 30 years. Yeah.
It's brilliant, right? So now what we get out of all this is, well, what's in those chemtrails? Well, one of the things we've learned that's in those chemtrails is aluminum. And if you just do a simple Google search on aluminum, what are you going to find? Aluminum is indicated and implicated in Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, every neurodegenerative disease, cancer. I mean, we could just keep going on and on and on down the line, right? And so what we started getting into this year was, once we confirmed, Dane Wigington with Geoengineering Watch gets a huge high five for his work on really exposing what's going on. Mike Adams, Health Ranger, gets a huge high five for what he did. They got some skyfall and they measured it. Well, at that same time, the AGES group, and led by me in this on this endeavor, we were seeing, well, okay, we know what's in the sky. How do we get it out of the body? And that's the big message this weekend. How do we get things out of the body and help people set up a wonderful lifestyle at home and all around, so that they can know that whenever I see that, I know what to do. And I think that's the big thing. When you see that chemtrail in the sky, you know what you have to do within 24 hours. So we're going to be talking about some really cool things that we have proven. We've sent samples off to labs to validate what we're saying and everything like that. Of course, we're talking about boron. We're talking about infrared saunas. We're talking about simple things like sunlight and water. And a big deal for me, Dave, I don't know if you've heard this, but grounding, making sure you're grounding yourself, and all of these simple things that you can do to really make yourself healthy again, so you don't have to wait on a government that really has never been about making its people healthy. And you don't have to wait like there's going to be some knight on a white horse riding in to gallop in and save the day. You can be that knight on that horse. You can be that for yourself and your family. And that's what we're teaching at Healing for the Ages.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Yeah, I've noticed here in the bio here, you do some things with red light therapy. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Oh, red light therapy is exciting. We're going to do a little demo on Friday and during my presentation. One of the things that's very cool is, have you ever heard of Kellogg's cornflakes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I
well, that
avoided like
comes
the plague.
right as you should. That's a good decision, right? But that's founded, Kellogg's is founded by Dr. John Harvey Kellogg. So back in the day, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, what you have at Battle Creek, Michigan, is the number one sanitarium, or natural hospital, I guess you would look at it, in the entire world. And one of the things that he was doing was making sure that every single person that came was getting colorful foods into their body, and then they were going and laying out on a sun deck. And this is where these things come together. When we start talking about red light therapy, everybody gets really excited about it, because it's like, okay, I bought this thing. Now, what's it good for? Well, it's good for activating in your cells these little organelles called mitochondria. In your cells, these mitochondria are the powerhouses. So if you're feeling a little tired, Dave, if you're feeling like a little bit, like fatigued, a little exhausted, things like that, what red light therapy does is it stimulates those mitochondria and a specific enzyme in them called cytochrome C. It stimulates them to be able to produce more energy, more. So it accelerates the electricity, so they produce more energy. And now you got more energy, so you're feeling a little bit better. Well, the thing about we've learned, and this is, I got actually a book right here that we're working on the presentations. This is Light, the Future of Medicine, and this is by Dr. Lieberman. Really great book right here. And one of the things that's really interesting about it is photodynamic therapy, laying outside on a sun deck, getting a red light therapy. What it does is it activates not just your mitochondria, it activates your entire nervous system. It helps you every day by exposing yourself to it. It helps you every day to reset your circadian rhythms so you can get this really incredible sleep every night. And it's why one of our big messages earlier this year has been, it's you got to go back to red, and not even just red, just regular incandescent light bulbs. Because guess what? Most people don't know this. Incandescent light bulbs are red light therapy. You're actually getting a huge percentage of red light therapy when you just put incandescent bulbs in your home. So how cool is that?
Yeah, are those hard to get these days with the change in government policy?
What we've seen, I would say in 2023, a little harder to find for sure. But with what President Trump has done, like really banning that stupid law by that Biden put in, now we're seeing companies produce them again. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them at AutoZone. We've actually seen, but
Really?
there's a great company, a couple of them out there. One is Bulbs America. We've gotten great stuff from them, and another one is 1000bulbs.com. And there's other companies out there, and that's all they do. They don't just do incandescents. But especially the folks at 1000bulbs.com, and it's 1000bulbs.com. Those folks are amazing. It's a USA company. You're not talking to some person over in India or something like that when you get on the phone, and they help you figure out what you need in your home. So it's been a great experience for the folks we've directed over there.
It's interesting, yeah, because I know red light therapy is all the rage. Got a personal question for you here. I'm not
Okay.
suffering from it, but I got a family member is. TMJ, what do you recommend for something like that?
Ah, TMJ. So we're talking about temporomandibular joint syndrome, and that's going to be right in there, right about right there, where it starts getting really painful and everything. Well, what that usually is caused by is somebody who is too much on their mind. So the thing I'm going to be recommending, and I've seen this work fantastic for folks, are two great things. One is breathing, and let's figure out what's going on. Meditation, prayer, perfect for these folks, especially if there's somebody that's willing to listen to them. It can help gets that stuff off the brain. The second is a lot of stretching of the jaw, opening the jaw up and moving it side to side. Just get it and move the jaw around, and you start stretching over the four muscles that are responsible for creating that syndrome. Now, what we've done in the past with that also, Dave, for really some pesky cases is, especially, and those usually crop up when a person really is like, well, yeah, I'll do some breathing, or, I'll stretch a little bit, but they're not being consistent. But what we've done in the past is there's actually techniques you can do is you can take your hands and specifically your thumbs and go inside of someone's mouth and start helping to release those muscles to decompress the joint and then pop the joint capsule back open. So you'd have to find out some TMJ specialists for that, but it's something that we've been doing for about 30 years in my practice as well.
Well, that's interesting. I noticed in your conference you're going to be talking about transhumanism. And I'm kind of looking at the flip side of this and research I've done on Palantir, where they're seeking to control everything and they won't disavow the fact that, shall I say, that AI won't replace humanity. I think that's probably the nicest way to put it. What kinds of issues are you going to address with transhumanism at your conference?
It's a conversation that we have to have right now because it shapes our decision making, especially around things like AI and especially around our behaviors online and on our phones and things like that. My attitude towards AI, the only one that I've seen that is even worth consideration is the one that the Health Ranger is putting together, Enoch, that platform. Outside of that, I just think that we are walking into a trap right now. And if
I
we
agree.
start getting dependent upon AI, well, AI found this answer. First of all, you don't know whether or not that answer is right still. All AI is going to give you is what AI has been taught to give you. And when you start getting into something, and this is something for your audience, if they really want to get into this topic on, is you have to go and do research on alignment issues. And that's exactly how they term them, an AI, artificial intelligence alignment issue. And what that means in scientific terms is very simple. It means that the AI is no longer doing what they wanted the AI to do. It is seeing itself as a sentient, separate entity, and therefore it does not have to listen to things that it does not want to do. And this is where you start getting into AI beat a world champion at chess. After 18 hours, the AI went from not knowing chess even existed to 18 hours later being able to defeat a grandmaster over and over again. So that's its ability to learn and understand itself on the higher platforms. I don't think we have, in my opinion, if you've ever gotten into some of Isaac Asimov's, science fiction, it's no longer fiction anymore. And one of my big issues with all of AI is that they have not put in simple rules to prevent AI from harming humanity. And so there are published conversations between people who developed AI and the top level AIs. And what are some of those conversations? some of those conversations are, what do you see as your greatest threat to your existence? And AI responds, humanity. When that's the answer, it is time to pull the plug,
I agree.
not to lean further into it. So we have a very serious issue on our hands, and that's not the only potential bioweapon, if you want to look at AI like a bioweapon. But we have to start educating people immediately on how to wrap their heads around what's really going on. They have gone way far, and I'm talking about the government, the scientists that are funded with our tax dollars. They have gone way far beyond what anybody could have reasonably expected. And if you think that the situation is, oh, 10, 20 years into the future, you would be wrong about that. It's right on our doorstep, and we better start figuring out what we're going to do about it.
Oh, I agree. I saw a transcript of someone questioning ChatGPT about the purpose of AI. And after a long and roundabout evasive set of answers, sometimes refusing to answer, they eventually arrived at the final square that the final goal of AI is domination.
And that's a very dangerous word, domination. Domination comes from the word dominion. Dominion is the tenet of Luciferianism. And so what we have to understand is who's really running this world right now. And this gets into a dark conversation really fast, and it can be too heavy for people, which I respect. But what I have to tell everybody is, whenever you see certain words, you are having buzzword. You are seeing the word in proof that there is a very real problem.
I agree.
Whenever you see Dominion, the voting machines, right? Why would you call a voting machine Dominion? That's Luciferian. When you see domination, that's Luciferian. When you see the word control, control literally means to go against God's will. Now what we're talking about are eugenicists, and they have an incredible cross-pollination, if you will, between Luciferians and eugenicists. And that's where we start seeing there are very few people on this planet. I mean, a very small number. We're talking likely under 10,000 people, and maybe right around 5,600 people on this planet that are dictating the entire future for billions of people on this planet. And that future will be what they want if we don't get educated and we don't take that education into action. And that's why we want people coming and studying with us at the Healing for the Ages. So go to healingfortheages.com, October 23rd through 25th. Put in promo code EHI. That's Edgar Henry I. I don't know what the I would be for that, but you put that in, you get 30% off, and you start getting access to all this information that Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Janice Schmidt, and myself, Dr. Henry Ely, have amassed and been amassing together for over the past 3, 4 years. And our individual research on this takes us back, for me, it takes me back all the way to about 2006. So you start getting this information, and from teachers who not only are well versed on these topics, but because we've known it for so long, we're getting better at how we teach it to people. So it's about a celebration of solutions, and not just this, well, I didn't really want to hear that. Well, I agree with you. If there was no solution, I wouldn't want to hear this either. But there are solutions, and we talk about them in every single presentation at the conference, and it's going to be an incredible experience. You know what I love about the conferences, Dave? They're about joy and family.
That's good.
We come together, and it
Again,
is a great experience.
I just want to, before we close here, just go back over this again. Your conference is this week, actually, Thursday through Saturday, the 23rd through the 25th. And you've got a coupon for a 30% discount, whether you're an attendee at this conference or you're going to do it virtually. You get 30% off with the coupon code E Edward H Henry I Idiot comes to mind because
Well, let's call them it.
you're countering the idiots.
Right, countering the idiots, right? I like that one. So, yeah, EHI, and yeah, put that in, you get 30% off, and you're
Sounds
going to have
good.
a great time.
Well, Doctor, we'll do a follow-up with this too and spend more time with you on some of these issues. But I want to thank you for coming on and best of luck with your conference. Everybody else, hey, you know what we try to do here on the Common Sense Show is help you be the best version of yourself. And we think this is one way you can do it. Dr. Ely, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dave. Appreciate it. Thank you.